but they have a more specific name.
I can't recall. Will you excuse me, sir? Let me ask my secretary.
I can't tell. Okay, let's see. That tree that we couldn't think of, the one in Cloudcroft that turns yellow in the fall. You heard them called aspens?
Yes.
Now, that's different from a poplar, right?
Yeah, aspen are beautiful trees there. It slipped my mind.
Okay, because some people from other parts of the country call aspens poplars, and because they don't know what they are exactly, so I wonder
aspens
if that's
the word, really, that I should have used. That's entirely correct, and they are beautiful trees, and they make a nice combination with the pine red evergreens.
Mm-hmm. Now, a bunch of trees altogether is
forest.
Okay, and those things right outside your window are called what? Those plants.
Shrubs.
Uh huh. And what kinds of cacti do we have?
Oh, yuccas. I'm not recalling very well.
What's that? What's that desert plant? There's another thing that, you know, it's not a cactus, but there's a desert plant that smells good in the rain.
Mesquite? Or?
Well, it's called greaseweed, or have you heard it called greaseweed?
Greaseweed, yes, greaseweed. I think I have. Sage.
Mm-hmm.
What are the kind of cactus? I just don't.
There's
several different kinds.
There's that flat kind that looks like paddles.
Yes. I just don't recall the name just offhand.
How about those cactus in Arizona with the arms? What are those
yucca?
Called? Well, the ones with they have the arms going up.
Yeah, well, aren't those yuccas?
Well, the yuccas have all the sort of leaves going out like a fan. Like a fan.
Saguaro?
Yeah, that's it.
Saguaro.
Yeah. And now a plant that you want to pull out of your lawn is a
weed.
Mm-hmm. Now, can a weed be something that you want to leave in your yard?
Not that I would know of. You know, usually they're considered something to get rid of.
Yeah, sure.
Especially if you're assiduous, like your father. I do very little yard work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was a maniac out there mowing the lawn in the middle of the day on Sunday.
God almighty, I wonder he didn't drop dead.
Really. There's a plant that creeps up a wall, and it's called?
Ivy.
Okay. Do you have ivy at your home?
No.
Okay. Our local river is called what?
Rio Grande.
Okay. And a small stream is called?
A brook.
Or
a creek.
Okay. A wet weather creek. Is called
an arroyo.
Okay.
It's dry unless it rains. Mm-hmm. We have so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Arroyos, Spanish word.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a clearing and a forest and some grass and flowers, you call that?
Perhaps a glade.
Mm-hmm.
A glade in the forest.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's even more open and cows might graze there, you'd call it?
A pasture.
Or places, especially where there's flowers. Wildflowers.
I don't know.
Like a meadow? Would you ever call a glade a meadow?
No. I remember a glade as a boy reading Robin Hood.
Uh-huh.
He's been in a glade in the forest, as it would say. Or it was a clearing,
mm-hmm.
but I don't recall anything about one with flowers around it.
Well, what would a meadow be?
A meadow would be an area with lots of grass where cows and perhaps sheep, goats would graze.
So similar to a pasture?
Like a pasture.
Okay.